So the U.S. House of Representatives passed Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act. That's addressing nuclear waste in the country, and it prioritizes plants like Pilgrim, which are either shutting down or, in Pilgrim's case, about to shut down. But I want a little more explanation as to what that means. What does this act help do?
Well, the longstanding promise from the federal government was that the rods that are stored at these sites would be transported safely to a federal site. That's been delayed decades since the 1980s, and most people, I think, feared that all hope was lost at ever coming to a site federally where this could be transported out. And by a resounding bipartisan vote, 340-72 in the House, we passed a bill that would really move us towards this in a very direct way. And I know it has a few political problems in the Senate, but when you get a vote like that out of the House in a bipartisan way on an issue like this, really the end is in sight in terms of coming up with a solution. And it's going to be one where, after we get through a little navigation in the Senate, there are interim sites that are willing to take this. And you know, by interim, it's really not short term. You're talking about something that can be for four decades while we finalize one final resting site. So this is enormous in terms of the 80,000 metric tons of spent fuel that are just residing around sites in our country. And for Plymouth, another good part of the bill is sites that are going through decommissioning will be prioritized.
Does that mean that people who are concerned about the spent fuel rods at Pilgrim could see those rods moved within the next decade or within the next couple of years?
Oh, yeah, I do. No, I believe that. I think what's occurring here is those sites that are ready now in terms of any kind of objection from either Texas or New Mexico are willing sites. And they're places where, as I said, they could be kept for four decades.
I just want to switch gears quickly. You met with federal fisheries officials, were quoted saying that fishermen who were grounded after that scandal involving Carlos Rafael could soon get back on the water. Can you talk a little bit about your meeting and why you see some hope in the near future?
We've actually had constant communication with NOAA on this issue. What we're discussing will be a transfer to a different sector. It was Sector 9, it'll be Sector 7, and then having the quota assigned to them and get people back fishing. And that could begin, I think, just in a few weeks in terms of the process. The other thing we're working on is trying to shorten that process. Once those rules are out, there'll be a comment period. We're trying to work with NOAA to shorten that period so that days aren't lost. The other thing we're working on is the issue, how are you going to resolve NOAA's feeling that we have to account for the fish that were illegally taken? One thing we're working on is to say these days lost fishing would be counted towards that penalty quota, if you want to use that term, of the fish. And the idea being that maybe that would result in 2018 not facing reductions in the quota because of penalties. So they've come to, I believe, a number that they're comfortable with that, you know, represents what was lost. Now we're moving forward to saying, look, we've lost these days fishing. Certainly that should be something that doesn't amount to a double penalty.
Congressman Keating, thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, Ken.